Chapter 1, Unknown Beginnings. Clangorous and constant, there was a strange ringing as Neil opened his somnolent eyes. The cold cobblestone was the first sensation he felt on his hands and face. The smell of citrus was in the air as if someone had covered the space with some strange fruit. As he woke, Neil lifted himself from the ground as the ringing slowly subsided. His eyes met a beautiful red carpet lined with gold spanning a room he had never seen before. What was this place? He racked his brain as he stood and looked about the room. Aches and pains stung Neil's muscles and bones, and he felt a chill down his lower back. Reaching to find the cause, Neil discovered that the black suit jacket he was wearing was torn. Not just ripped by some caught corner, it was as if something had just barely missed him, tearing a great hole in his jacket in the process. The jacket's leather was thick and yet torn as though paper. What happened? Where was he? His head throbbed as he tried to remember. Pulling off the jacket, Neil figured if he saw the tear, maybe that would jog his memory. He wasn't sure how he got here, or there was dried blood all over it. Something terrible had attacked him. He reached back, checking if he was still injured. But Neil's fingers only touched the torn fabric of his white dress shirt and the bare skin of his back. No bruise, scratch, no wounds in the slightest. "Not my blood?" Panic set in as Neil tried desperately to remember, but in that moment he came to a dreadful realization. He ran a hand through his short red hair, his heart racing. He couldn't remember anything, nothing but his own name. Taking a shaky breath, Neil put his tattered rags back on, the chill in the air making him more and more anxious. He had to calm down. Trying to remember anything only sent throbbing pain through his head, and his hands shook violently. "Think clearly, Neil. Right now you're okay." He tried his best to look at the positives. Sure, he was completely lost, had zero memories, and there was a crack in his oval-shaped glasses, but right now he was okay. Neil had no injuries, he wasn't starving, and at least his glasses were still intact. He was happy about that, for looking past his lenses only left the world a large blur. Neil was determined not to lose his second pair of eyes. He inhaled deeply and finally took in the room. It was a fairly sized room and didn't seem to be some sort of living space. The cobblestone walls were cracked and worn, but Neil couldn't shake the feeling that this place was somehow brand new. About 10 steps in front of him across the room were 6 doors. They seemed to close off small rooms, and those rooms' walls were not attached to the tall sloped ceiling. Maybe he was in some sort of church? Those rooms certainly looked like small confessionals. Someone must maintain this place. After all, the small metal chandeliers on either side of the sloped roof still had their candles lit. Then again, perhaps not. Whoever was here didn't do a very good job. There was dust, dirt, and rubble all over the room. Even the brown leather sofa next to him was covered in dust. When Neil looked, a strange white object caught his attention in between the couch cushions. Leaning closer, Neil found that it was some sort of white parchment. Carefully, he reached down and gently pulled the page from the cushions. He now held the page in his hands. Uncrumpling it, the page was worn and old, but luckily the writing was legible. This page seemed like some sort of diary entry. Entry number 6. This place continues to grow more and more confusing. I still don't like the strange noise and creatures we have all encountered. Creatures? What kind of creatures would reside in a church? Neil pushed up his glasses, his anxious thoughts continuing to spiral as he gripped the page tighter. He was eager to read on. A strange hint of musk whittled in between the thick citrus as he inhaled. He started to look up to find the strange intrusion, but his curiosity drew him back to the page. "Maybe I can convince the others to stay in the safe areas of the cathedral and have a cup of cocoa? Then again, maybe not. I don't really like the idea of them leaving me by myself if I ask. The others worry me, but we're safe in numbers, I suppose." No matter how much Neil squinted, he could not read the rest of the parchment. The words were smudged and unreadable. Even the name could not be seen. His paranoia only grew with the words on this page. But these writings proved something. There were, in fact, others here. People who seemingly also knew nothing of this place when they first came. Neil just hoped that this page was written recently. Folding the page and stuffing it in his jacket pocket, Neil began to search the room for more clues. He now knew that there were strange creatures in this place. He either had to find information to avoid them or to fight them. When Neil turned about the room, he noticed three doors set in the opposite wall from the confessionals. The middle door, the one that the sofa sat closest to, set fear in Neil's heart. Why was he scared of a simple door? He examined the dark oak door further and was shocked to find red stains across its frame. Was it his blood or someone else's? Was the creature that attacked him on the other side? Neil shook his head and stepped away from the door. There was no way he was going to find that out. As he backed away, Neil's foot caught on something on the floor. Catching himself with his other foot, he looked down at a lump under the red carpet. That small little lump felt safer to investigate. Neil was sure of that. So he stepped off the carpet and bent down. Lifting its corner, a glinting coin lay where the lump once was. It gleamed in the faint moonlight coming from the large stained glass window on the far right wall. How does a small silver coin make such a lump? He pondered, picking up the coin and examining it. There was no inscription, not even a carved picture. What a strange place this was. Old walls that felt brand new, words of strange creatures, and now a coin with no inscription. Just where in the world was he? As Neil sat pondering, he prayed that there were others here that would be able to answer his questions. At least he hoped whoever made the faded footprints in the carpet were still here. Neil looked around the room once more. He could test the other two doors adjacent from the door that sent shivers down his spine. But he thought he might find some information in one of the books on the small brown bookshelf to his right. It sat just beside the corner of that strange stained glass window. That window. It caught his attention. Neil stood, approaching the gleaming window slowly. Its glass depicted a deep gray eye that stared into Neil's very soul. Something deep in its pupil was strangely shaped, but he could not make out what it was. The stagnant moon loomed through the window. It sent an ominous feeling through Neil's veins. And yet, he could not look away. He stepped ever closer. A force had wrapped around his heart, and he could not stop his legs from moving. That was until he yet again tripped over something on the floor. Some books near the shelf were scattered on the floor. In an instant, his eyes shifted from the window. Neil felt he could breathe again. What in the 13 hells was that? He took deep, raspy breaths, desperate to avert his gaze from the eye ever watching him. Turning, he leaned against the bookshelf. His nerves did not calm down. What the hell is this place? Neil questioned in a low voice. Beep. Neil practically leaped 10 feet at the sound. Where was it? What was it? It sounded so close. Placing his hands on his head, Neil's sleeves slid down his skinny arms. That's when he noticed a strange band around his left wrist. His breathing grew rapid as he turned his wrist over. A device Neil had never seen before was embedded in his arm. It was like some sort of black slab. Indexia. The word was right there in odd green letters on the insane gadget. What the hells? He reached over, attempting to rub the strange object out of his skin. The second he did that, it vanished. His hand shook. He wasn't expecting that to actually work. What was happening to him? Had he always been this way? No, he needed to calm down. Just breathe. He could figure this out. He could figure. Then a thought came to him. He held out his still shaking left arm. Where am I? In an instant, another soft beep rang out in the room. I have already answered that question. The slab appeared on his arm once again, like it was meant to be there. His theory was true. Leaning his arm closer, he thought about what the gadget had written before. What is Indexia? The slab beeped again as he asked. Invalid input. He was baffled. How could that question be invalid? How did Neil somehow stumble upon this device if simply asking what something or someplace was could be invalid? Invalid? He said out loud, rubbing his temple. There was no beep this time. Instead, the slab simply disappeared again. Neil slumped against the bookshelf once more. He had only been here about 10 minutes, and he was already exhausted. Despite the confusion and the dread he felt in his veins, Neil did not let it completely get to him. Determined for answers, he shifted, now facing the bookshelf. Neil read the titles on the book's spines carefully. Natural Fountains, a Theory Cookbook. He began to read the names out loud. The name Athery felt very familiar, but it did not jog his memory. Neil read further. Wildlife in the Great Plains, Reading for the Illiterate. The second book felt counterproductive. Oh, but there was something else. Tucked in between the large books on the shelf was an old, worn journal. Neil pulled it off the shelf and examined it. The stained red cover was blank, no title or author. Perhaps someone here wrote it. Yet it felt rather light, its thinness worrying. But Neil opened it regardless. The musky smell wafted in his face, forcing the citrus away for a moment as if driving an earthy tone into Neil's nostrils. He winced a bit for a moment, then powered through it. Over half of the pages had been torn out, but what was left proved useful. It also proved absolutely terrifying. On the few pages that were left was information on a horrific monster Neil could not identify. He stared at the picture anxiously. This thing, whatever it was, had been drawn quite skillfully. Bright green glowing robes flowed over its body and a hood covered its face. The sketch depicted chains clamped tight on its almost bone-like wrists. Was it some sort of spirit? This creature had no legs, floating there on the page like it was going to jump out at Neil. Reading what information he could discern, Neil took a shaky breath. A creature of spiritual nature, they are naturally weak to silver, he read in a quiet tone. But these creatures are not to be taken lightly. Although they do not possess many abilities, they are incredibly aggressive and can phase through solid objects. What in the world was this thing? It's best to tread with caution and as quietly as possible. These creatures attack anything they deem an intruder, but their senses are quite dull. Sneaking around them is the best option. Neil shut the book, for the other pages were illegible. He now knew of at least one creature that roamed these halls, but it did not settle Neil's nerves. He stood, careful to yet again avert his gaze from the window, watching him. The sweet smell of citrus filled his nose once again, and he inhaled deeply, as much to catch the smell as to try and steel his nerves. Searching the rest of the room felt far more dangerous now. At any moment he could bump into one of those horrible things, but he needed a weapon, something he could use just to get away. Eyeing the six doors to his right, Neil rubbed the coin in his pocket lightly. This little silver coin wouldn't get him far. So Neil decided to risk checking at least one confessional. Perhaps he could find more coins, or a broken candlestick. Choosing the door furthest from the window, still staring through his heart, Neil approached cautiously. Reaching for the knob, Neil prepared for the worst, but he was disappointed when he found that the last door was locked. Should he test another, or could something have heard him check that door? He shook the paranoia from his head. Neil's dark thoughts would do him no good. The least he could find was some other silver object. So, Neil checked the next door in line. To Neil's relief, the door opened, and thankfully, there was nothing on the other side. Nothing but an empty confessional box. The right wall of this small room had holes in it, clearly for a priest. Neil found it surprising that there was not even a faith book in this room. He stepped further inside as he pondered. Placing a hand on the well-cushioned bench built into the wall, a thought came to Neil. He leaned down, knocking lightly on the bench's base. He knew it. It was hollow. He wasn't sure where he got the idea. Perhaps he had been in a church many times before. Neil reached down and opened the bench, glad to find items inside. It wasn't much, but two extra silver coins and a candelabra would certainly do him some good. And the candelabra was intact. It wasn't the best weapon, but it was far better than throwing coins and praying. So, armed with a candlestick and three silver coins, Neil chose to head towards the far right door, just across from the confessional he stood in now. He looked down at the potted plant sitting in the corner, just beside the dark oak door Neil was now in front of. The cute little succulent plant was actually quite large in size. It was growing so nicely in the little circular clay box it rooted in. He wondered how it could grow so well. Then he looked again, his eyes wider than the moon gleaming through the window. A thick, musky smell with hints of metal filled the air around him, as if his looking closer caused his senses to zone in on the dirt of the planet. He was wrong. Neil had to be wrong. Standing firm in place, Neil's eyes were fixed on the soil surrounding the plant. He wasn't wrong. Oh gods, he wasn't wrong. It wasn't some kind of worm shifting the soil, dear gods. The plant was breathing. It was slow and steady. He watched the soil move up and down, and Neil swore he heard shallow breaths. As he watched the soil expand, the smell of metal and musk thickened, and as it contracted, the smell thinned slightly, allowing the aroma of citrus back in the air, but only for a fleeting moment. Eyes shifting from the plant to the door and back, Neil weighed his options. He didn't have time to panic about the logistics of a breathing plant. Stepping back, Neil shifted closer to the door. Careful, quiet, he could get past whatever the hells this thing was. His hand now wrapped around the door handle, Neil did not shift his gaze away from that thing for an instant. And then Neil's breath hitched, the pot shifted. The succulent leaves twitched, and Neil reacted faster than he could think. Processing very little, he found himself on the other side of the door. A low hiss echoed through the thick wooden door. Neil dared not move. Silence filled the space again, and only then did Neil dare to even breathe. That was it. He no longer cared why or how he got here. He had to leave. Nothing was worth the risk. Neil didn't know what that monster was, but he felt there would be many more to come. The musk and metal slowly gave way to the smell of pine and lemons, which permeated thickly in this room, and Neil took a deep breath as if to try and remove evil from within his soul. Calming and taking a few shaky breaths, Neil felt overwhelmed in the deep quiet of the new corridor he stood in, but at least his hands quit shaking for the moment. He couldn't see past the split hallway 8 steps to his right. It made Neil even more wary. What would lie in store for him next? No, calm down. Your only goal is to escape. Don't think about the awful things. Neil took a few more steps into the unknown. He would be all right. He was determined to keep his wits about him. Moments of silence left Neil taking in his new surroundings. The corridor he stood in was full of small furniture and 2 large pillars on either side of the room, carved with intricate designs. Small piers of fire flickered on stone torches built into the walls. There were 3 on either wall, flicking shadows across the roof like monsters lurking in the dark, just waiting for their chance. 2 tables covered in fine but dusty white cloth stood opposite each other in the corridor. The table closest to Neil, inches from his right hand, had a large candelabra. Its candles were not lit. Neil examined it further. Instead of silver, beautiful gold wrapped around the brass base. Something glinted in the firelight, peeking out of the candle's base. It was another silver coin. Neil thanked the heavens for small favors. He stepped further into the room, walking across another long red carpet. It lay in between the 2 large pillars holding up the ceiling. Despite the ominous atmosphere, Neil could not shake this cathedral's allure. Whoever built it put great thought and care into its design. His thoughts shifted to the safe areas the diary entry had mentioned. Perhaps he'd find other people if he came across one of those rooms. Would monsters be able to follow him there? Neil didn't ponder on it much further as he now stood at the split in the hallway. Looking left, he found that side of the hall rather short. Only a door was a few steps before him. Neil inspected the door from where he stood. Something terrible must have happened, for just beneath the door were dark scorch marks. What could have made such marks? Maybe an explosion, but why would the door still be intact? When Neil looked further, he realized that the door wasn't truly intact. Only one of its hinges hung onto the wall, the rest simply scraps of old metal scattered on the ground. Neil then looked right and immediately jumped behind the pillar behind him. What stood in the long hall to his right made his heart sink. It was one of those green spirits. Groans and clanking chains echoed down the hall as it moved. How did Neil not hear it? Had it seen him? Neil only prayed that it would not come this way. With the noises of the floating corpse getting louder, Neil felt that his prayer was unanswered. Then his whole body went cold. Click, 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 click. Neil's eyes shifted to the noise. 4 oozing mummy-like fingers wrapped around the pillar's bend. With the soft wails of this monster practicing in his ear, Neil could not move. He couldn't get his legs to shift even a muscle. Move! Just run, Neil! Wafts of glowing green robes drifted past his vision, as a putrid smell overpowered any other within the room. So putrid his eyes began to water. Neil finally broke free from his frightened daze, and shifting his feet quietly as the ghost rounded the pillar, he moved. Neil was on the other side now. Clang, clang, went the ghost chains as it looked about the room. Neil gagged slightly and retched at the smell, but caught himself from vomiting, but the sound was enough to make him feel unsafe. Neil covered his mouth and nose in the hopes of stopping further outbursts. What was he to do now? Attack it from behind? Neil clenched tighter around the candelabra in his hand. Could he surprise it? Or should he just run? Would he make it to the end of the hall? It was a very long hallway, the same pillars and stone torches lining the wall and holding up the ceiling. There was an entryway at the end of the hall, but Neil could not make out what room lay on the other side. He realized he'd been holding his breath and moved his hand away from his face to allow a quick intake of air. The putrid smell could be tasted on the air and was metallic in its putridity. Neil retched again but held his bile down before taking in enough air for a few more minutes. He was no longer breathing through his nose. He thought of simply rushing to the entryway and slamming the door behind him. No, no, don't be stupid. This horrible thing could go through walls. He would have to face it. With all the courage Neil could muster, he prepared to face this creature. Whatever happened next, he was determined to escape this horrid place. No matter what happened, he would find himself again.